Final segment of In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. We will take your phone calls all the way up to the top of the hour here, 785-537-1350. If you've got a question, you can squeeze it in here quickly to Riley County Commissioner Ron Wells. We'll continue our conversation now. And Mr. Wells, I know that there's been a little bit of a discussion here, and this surprised me a little bit, but there's a discussion here, I guess, of a possible administrator, a county administrator, being discussed here at the county level.
Just discuss it briefly. This is something that's been ongoing for the entire time I've been a county commissioner. And I attended a meeting 2 years ago in Kansas City put on by county administrators, and reluctantly they did admit that currently Riley County does not need an administrator, even though they were trying to sell us on that point. And so I thought, well, I'll go ahead and we'll get some money in the 2020 budget and start putting money aside for that time when we do need to go to a county administrator, because currently there's only 21, 22 counties in the state and 105 counties that have an administrator, which, by the way, you know, we don't have one, and we've got a budget of, a debt of about a little over $5 million spread over 77,000 residents. A county adjacent to us, one of them has a debt of $22 million spread across about 26,000 people, and they have an administrator. And there's another county with about $33 million debt with an administrator. But that's not necessarily a bad thing. But in Riley County, when I went to add money last year on the budget, the other two commissioners weren't inclined to do so because, as I found out, it was going to cost between a half and three-quarters of a mill of taxes at a time when the mill levy went up because of our radios and things. So right now, we were looking at a tremendous amount of money, even reducing the commissioner's salaries and the amount of time they need. Another thing, I spoke to a group a year and a half ago, and they were just excited that I was going to ask for money for the administrator because they thought that they could go in there and fire an administrator, not realizing the administrator can only be fired by the commissioners. And also, they actually have no authority over elected officials, you know, which we have the county clerk and the registrar of deeds office and the treasurer. And so right now, it would be a large expense in Raleigh County, in my opinion, with absolutely no benefit, because we'd have to have an assistant, we'd have to find an office somewhere, and the equipment. And although we're looking at well over half a mil, maybe three-quarters of a mil of taxes, and this year is absolutely not a year to even be considering that.
Right. Well, as far as those duties, who handles primarily those duties that an administrator would fill if that were chosen at some point?
What was that again, Brandon?
Who currently handles those duties that an administrator would handle?
Oh, absolutely. And that's the hours that we put in. Last time I checked was several years ago with several other commissioners, but we were comparing the number of hours that we put in a week. And, of course, we do this with the advice of the county counselor, our department heads, county clerk. So we have plenty of experts in the various fields to advise us. Our finance director is very, very important. So I think if you look at the manner in which Raleigh County has been run, I think right now an administrator would be probably an expense that absolutely isn't needed.
I see. Okay. Well, it's certainly an interesting discussion point here. And yeah, you're probably not the year to take on new endeavors with everything going on. I know.
Well, okay, Brandon, real quickly.
Yeah.
The administrator would be fine if people want to pay for it, because then we could kick back to maybe two meetings a month and sure make my life easier. I wouldn't have to make those decisions day to day.
Certainly. Yeah. That would be a certain plus. I want to just briefly touch on, I know there's been some, you guys have come under fire a little bit from some folks here in the community, not you personally, but one of your fellow commissioners, Mr. Rodriguez. And I just want to, I don't think everyone's quite up to speed on the process for removing a commissioner. And as far as I know, he's not planning any type of resignation at this point. But what is the process for that?
That I really have haven't any idea. I'm sure that Rich Varga will be able to answer that. I know it has to be for malfeasance and a number of things, you know. But I'm not up to date on that.
As far as that being a distraction here, it doesn't seem to be a distraction on your part here, but it has gained some attention statewide. Any thoughts on that?
My job is to go ahead and do the best job I can for Raleigh County, and I don't have time to dwell on personal matters involving the others. It can have an impact. You know, it went national, but I have my life to live and do my best job for the county, and that's my focus.
All right. Fair enough. Anything else that we haven't touched on here today that you would like to inform the community about?
Well, we have our radio towers up and equipment in. We just ordered some radios the other day for our vehicles, and so we're moving ahead on a very expensive project that was necessitated by, of course, the federal government. And so we're going to have a top-notch radio system for all of our county, fire, EMS, everybody. So that's underway. And by the way, I noticed the other day our interest rate at the bank on our checking account is almost zero. We sure would like to have a little more interest.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that would be good news. All right. Well, anything else, Mr. Wells?
Not much, except I just would ask everybody to stay safe and be sure to follow the guidelines. We have a few naysayers out there that don't really believe much about the COVID-19. It is serious. I've been sticking pretty close to home. I have to go out once in a while to pick up some material for my remodel I'm doing, but I've even limited my trip to the grocery store now, so I see Dylan's on the east side has several come down with COVID-19.
Yeah, we got a couple new cases. It was nice to see, you know, for three straight days. We had no new cases, but then we had the one. Hopefully we're flattening the curve. And, you know, as mentioned earlier in the program, the health department staying on top of it for the most part, it seems like.
Well, I'm trying to figure out what to do with myself. You know, I've got tons of movies that my wife had collected. I'm trying to figure out some way I could get those out to the public and they could just pass them on down the line to take up some of the boredom. And I noticed the other day there some people have tables set out with food items on there. Come and help yourself. And I'm trying to think of something I can do more to help in the community too. So I got some ideas, but nothing's really gelled that's safe. You know, I can disinfect those movies and things, but I don't know how to get them out to the public.
Well, I tell you what, let's talk a little bit about, you know, we just got a couple minutes left, how you're coping with technology. I know some of the older folks maybe aren't as versed with the technology as some of us younger pups. Are you able to get Netflix, things like that?
Not yet. I don't do that myself, like I say. Right now I've got a pretty full schedule between working and my remodel job at home, and so it doesn't leave me much time to do anything except catch the evening news.
Well, very good. Well, answered very honestly there. Ron, we always appreciate you coming on here and joining us, and we'll look forward to talking to you again in a few months, hopefully in person.
All right, and be sure to stay safe, and tell Dave hi for me, will you?
Will do.
All right, thank you, Brandon.
Yep, thank you so much, and always a pleasure. We always talk to the Raleigh County Commissioners the second Tuesday of each month, and we'll look forward to doing that next month. Dave?
What's tomorrow?
Tomorrow we have USD 383. We'll have two different officials there. I'm not sure exactly who. And then we'll have the Raleigh County Historical Museum featured as well.
Okay. I bet they're documenting a lot of these activities, aren't they?
I would assume so, Ooh. Yes.
Yep. All right. Good conversation with Commissioner Wells this morning. Clark Howard is coming up next. We'll also be checking in with the Rush Limbaugh Show, Dan Patrick, and the game this afternoon is going to have some pretty interesting discussions about K-State basketball and the loss of a what was supposedly a pretty strong commitment. And then Royals playback tonight is on KMAN. That begins at 7 o'clock.